Congressman, you met with Russian intelligence officials. First of all, give us your reaction to what we just heard in Phil Black's report about this phone conversation between Jahar Tsarnaev and his mother in Dagestan.
Well, it certainly confirms for us that we're dealing with a radical Islamic terrorist situation. These people are obviously fanatics, Muslim fanatics, and the fact that she wants her son to be strong and has to bring up the Quran in a situation where three Americans are dead and hundreds of innocent people whose lives have been shattered by her, by what her son is accused of doing. The fact that she would talk about the Quran shows you just how fanatical a family these two terrorist young men came from.
But did you get any evidence from Russian intelligence or other sources that they were part of some sort of organized terror operation, or were they acting individually, maybe inspired by some sort of a fundamentalist thought, if you will?
I think it's more the latter, but let us just note that there's much of a threat of radical Islamic terrorism coming from young people like this, as there is coming from Al-Qaeda or some Saudi financed terrorist network someplace. The fact is, this is a threat to all of our lives, our families, and our children. In Russia, what we were there to do was to point out and to learn from them how they are coping with this and try to find out how we can expand the arena of cooperation between Russia and the United States in dealing with the radical Islamic terrorist threat, which is taking the lives of both of our people. But it's clear that we need to change the relationship to expand the areas of cooperation between Russian and American officials. For example, when this family immigrated into the United States, and other families that are immigrating to the United States now from that region, we don't have an input from the Russian government to suggest whether or not these are radical people associated with radical Islam or not. That would be something very useful to us, considering that we know now that radical Muslims don't have to be part of a terrorist network. They may take it upon themselves to start killing people in the West, as we saw in the Boston Marathon. You know-